dictation for Walter Ballauer, B as in boy, A L L A U E R, April 746. Address as a letter to Dr. Alexander Power, P O W E R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, a follow-up for Mr. Ballauer with chronic kidney disease, last visit in August, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, abnormal stress testing echocardiogram, went to Henry Ford for procedures, angioplasty, drug-eluted stents, three arteries, complications of coronary artery perforation, pericardial hemorrhage requiring pericardiocentesis, procedure was able to be completed, watch overnight and release. Few days later, syncopal episode associated to hypotassium bradycardia, admitted to St. Mary's in Saginaw, required dialysis one or two times. Echocardiogram in that opportunity preserved ejection fraction, no major valve abnormalities, and no evidence of significant pericardial fluid. He's been home already for about 10 days, comes accompanied with wife, complaining of feeling very tired, weak, sleepy, appetite remains poor, no vomiting dysphagia. He believes his urine output has decreased, no cloudiness or blood, no present chest pain palpitation. Does have a chest wall discomfort from CPR. Has not used any oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea. Other review system is negative. I review records from Henry Ford and Mary's. Blood pressure at home runs in the low side. Off metformin. Has been recently changed from HCTC to Lasix. Takes also Norvasc, Toprol, Avapro. It's on aspirin and Plavix. Diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure 102 over 50 on the right side. No evidence of RAL Witch's consolidation pleural effusion. No evidence of arrhythmia or pericardial rap. Has weight loss the last few months. Probably 15, 20 pounds. No abdominal ascites, no edema. Voice is very soft, no gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph. The most recent creatinine was October 5th. It's above baseline, 1.6, 1.7, present in 2.32 for a GFR of 28. A normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal albumin, calcium, liver function test, minor increase of ALT. Anemia 11.1, elevated white blood cell count, platelets, blood test to be repeated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post, elective coronary artery angioplasty, drug-eluted stent with preserved ejection fraction, complicated as follow. Next number, coronary artery rupture with pericardial fluid hemorrhage requiring pericardiocentesis, resolved. Next number, cardiac arrest requiring CPR for elevated potassium, bradycardia, dialysis one or two times. Next number, acute and chronic renal failure has not returned to baseline. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Recently, diuretics were adjusted from HCTC to Lasix. He looks hypovolemic, blood test to be repeated. Next number, double antiplatelet coverage, aspirin, Plavix. Next number, aggressive cholesterol management. Next number, presently off metformin, alternative diabetes medications. Next paragraph comments, blood test later on came back with worsening kidney function, creatinine at 4.2, an increase of potassium and metabolic acidosis, stable anemia. Patient advised to come to the emergency room. I talked to admitting doctors. We are stopping diuretics above pro. Careful hydration, monitor urine output. I will see him in the hospital. Hopefully, he will not require dialysis. In this opportunity, I believe the kidney function is more effect of medications. Of course, the recent cardiac arrest, the recent IV contrast exposure at the time of procedure within the last 2-3 weeks. End of dictation.